From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Intel Corporation, committed to inspiring ingenuity and educational excellence in the next generation of innovators.
A recent scientific study claims that 3 naps of at least 15 minutes every week can reduce the chance of a heart attack by 35%. Now, if a prescription drug company made a pill that promised to reduce heart attacks by 35% with no side effects, it would be flying off the shelves. But no company has found a way to sell us naps yet. So I suggest the next best way to a healthy heart is a dog. Every day around 3:30, my female pug tempts me away from the computer with her big brown eyes and into the nap zone. And at least 3 times a week, I succumb, taking her into bed, assuming distinct positions like an old married couple. She tucks up under my arm like a large furry sausage. I lay on my back, my hand grazing her leg, and within a heartbeat, she's snoring and I'm sawing. It's utter peace. Dog with owner, owner with dog, happy as clams. I wake up refreshed, she wakes up perky and bright, a new start to an old day. Without my furry friend, I can assure you, naptime bliss and a 35% reduction of heart attacks would just be a dream. But it's not just a napping scenario where my dog lures me into behavior that contributes to both the quality of my life and my well-being. Every day, I walk at least 1 mile with my dog, and usually 3 to 4. If you multiply 300 days by even 2 miles, that's 600 miles a year, about the distance along the coast from San Francisco to Los Angeles, and halfway back again. But I would never take such lovely meandering walks without the incentive to keep my dog healthy and happy. Even when the rain is pouring on a cold winter day, we head out to log in a couple of miles of fresh air or fresh scents, as the case may be. In fact, it's on those dreary days that I get double the health benefit for my dog, as we rush home to escape the pelting rain, dive into bed, pull up the covers, snuggle into position, and take a well-deserved nap. With The Perspective, I'm Melanie Johnston.
The opinions expressed in The Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at acura.com.